You're listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. On Mondays, we hear from President Biden. On Tuesdays, we broadcast Republican responses. This morning, we hear from House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy of Bakersfield. Here are his edited remarks.
Mr. Speaker, I am going to say something that President Biden refuses to say. There is a crisis on our southern border. It's a humanitarian crisis. It's a public health crisis, a national security crisis. It is a Biden border crisis, and it is spiraling out of control with no signs of ending. When candidate Biden told migrants in June, immediately surge to the border, I knew his immigration policies would be bad. But I did not think it would be this bad. I did not think that would mean 13,000 unaccompanied minors in the U.S. custody. I didn't think the Biden administration would require COVID tests for American citizens entering the country, but not to illegal immigrants. And I did not think it would only take 2 months to create the worst border crisis in the history of America. But unfortunately, Mr. Speaker, that's exactly what happened. And more alarming, the most alarming, Mr. Speaker, was when we were briefed in El Paso. They told us that they've caught people on the terrorist watch list. I was alarmed. I questioned further. It's not just people on the terrorist watch list. We found people from other nations, from Iran, from Turkey. But Mr. Speaker, when I went to the press conference right after that, I mentioned that because I think every American, one terrorist is too much in this nation that could get through. But Congressman Gallego, the chairman of the Subcommittee of Intelligence and Special Operations, and Mr. Speaker, he also represents a border state. I thought he would tweet arm in arm to stop this. But you know what he said, Mr. Speaker? He tweeted on Monday that I was either lying or I was wrong because he hadn't heard anything about it. And Congresswoman Escobar, she represents part of El Paso. I thought she would be very concerned too, because this is where they're entering, where they caught these people, on a terrorist watch list. Not everybody gets put on one. Mr. Speaker, what she said was, I was trying to fuel the division because I just told something that a terrorist was caught coming through. But on Tuesday, Axios confirmed 4 people matching terrorist watch list arrested at the border. 3 from Yemen, Mr. Speaker, and 1 from Serbia. Biden's DHS secretary also confirmed that this indeed happened. I'm not sure if their Twitter account is down or if they've been blocked, but I have not heard an apology or a correction. I know Twitter does that to members of Congress, but I hope they're back on and I will soon get the apology or the acknowledgement of a correction and the respect. If members with security clearance haven't heard about the terrorist threats on the border, I suggest they pay closer attention to the classified briefings. Mr. Speaker, the responsibility for this crisis rests squarely on the shoulders of President Biden. After weeks of claiming they could handle it, his administration is now attempting to blame the growing crisis on the previous president. But nothing could be further from the truth. Words and actions have meanings, and Biden has sent the message that our border is open. So there is no question that President Biden provoked the problem. The question is, how can we stop it? So far, the Biden administration and congressional Democrats aren't providing any solutions. Mr. Speaker, we want to solve this problem. That's why I sent a letter to the president 2 weeks ago to sit down. I know it's tough to travel, but when you have Air Force One, and I know he's got a schedule, it's not far to fly to the border. Let's solve this problem together.